Sierra, and we ran up the ball field trail and to the Tlingit Haida trail and down that and back.
Woo-hoo! Oh, you're first four! Woo-hoo!
Good job!
Oh, I'm dead.
Bad pain.
My name is Adrienne Watkins, and we're here with the Girls on the Run program, which is an empowerment program for young girls, teaching them about healthy lifestyles and healthy choices and learning about how to be active and participants of the community.
My name is Kaylee Deacon Johnson, and, what I like to be around here is that I meet new friends, and I'm having lots of fun.
I'm Lainey Lehr, and I joined Girls on the Run because I got to, see other people that had the same interest in me that, wanted to be in Girls on the Run, too. And I liked, playing games and running and stuff.
My name is Shyla Cook, and what I really like about Girls on the Run is because I get to run a lot, and I like running, I guess.
Do you think you want to keep running and maybe be on cross country and track when you're in high school and run marathons and things like that?
Yeah. I want to basically be like my dad.
He's a runner?
Yeah, he used to.
Can he keep up with you now?
No, not really.
Mrs. Evans, do you want me to tell them what we're going to do after we brainstorm on these? So then try to come up with some fabulous ideas, because we're going to write them on paper plates, and we're going to have them as motivational signs along our race on Saturday along the trail.
My name is Dana Simon, and I have all of these girls in the elementary school for either PE or actually for swim class. And this program offers a lot of opportunities for the girls to learn new ways of coping strategies with problems that they're going to have when they become adolescents or in high school.
Unique things that girls face.
Yeah, unique things that girls face. And all at the same time, you're exercising and staying healthy. So I wanted to be a part of that.
I'm Elise Larson, and I like the fact that I can be with all my friends and have a good time and stay active.
My name is Peyton, and my favorite day of Girls on the Run was when it was really sunny. We got to go outside for the whole day. And then we came in here, and I put my water bottle on me, but that was the fun part.
Look at your cheeks. Your ran today.
Yes, mine are rose.
My name's Ginger Evans, and I took part because I was approached by Pat Walden from WAVE, used to be work with WAVE, and
Women's Aid
in Violent Emergencies in Petersburg, and she was talking about Girls on the Run, where they had a, which is a national program to, like Adrian was saying, empowering young women and young girls, and they had started in Juneau, started in Ketchikan, was very interested in getting a program started in here in Petersburg, and so we met back in January and got the ball rolling, had a lot of volunteers from women in the community, as well as from WAVE, has been supportive, as well as PIA has been really supportive of the program, too.
My name's Ella, and I just really like going outside and being with all these people that have the same interests in me and just really like being energetic. And that's what I really like about this program, that you get to be energetic and healthy.
You guys all seem a little bit tired right now. Did you just run today?
Yeah, we did.
We just ran around the track like a couple times.
10 times?
Well, about that.
And that's like a mile. That's like a mile and two laps.
My name's Taylor, and the fun day and the game that I really liked to play was Pictionary. It was really fun.
We actually called it Tractionary.
My name's Laura, and I really like Tractionary, too, and I like to go outside and run a lot.
I think it's opened up some opportunities for girls that they didn't realize that they had, like some of them saying, well, yeah, I want to run track. I want to run cross country. We've also had some junior volunteers. Clara Madallin from the high school has been helping out, which is great that they see a high school student that's willing to give up some time. We also had some other junior volunteers. Kylie Wallace helped out for a little bit. So it gave them an opportunity to give back you know, and say, hey, it's okay, we can do this. And what's been really nice is the girls have really been encouraging with each other and saying, hey, we can run one more lap together, or we can make it. And we try to make everything fun so that running isn't, oh, mile after mile, but that they realize, hey, we can do this. And they were really surprised when we ran about 2.5 miles the other weekend that we ran that far.
Oh, and I ran too fast.
Nice job, girls. Keep it up.